John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Time to go down under. Well, actually, we're going to go left coast and then continue on to Australia. Chris Epting is here live from his home in Los Angeles, California. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
I am doing fine. Have you ever been to Australia?
You know what? I have not. Have you?
No, I haven't. Steve had the opportunity, but he decided to stay home.
I can't believe you remember that. No. I didn't. Oh, God.
I'd like to. I mean, it's on the list. I've been a lot of other places, but never down under.
As long as I have enough alcohol and Ambien, and I can. Well, that's like, what, a 16-hour flight? That's
longer,
insane.
I think.
It's longer than that.
Long one.
Oh, God. Well, it's 11 to Tahiti, and then I think like another six or seven onto Australia.
Well, I wouldn't know, John. You told me I stayed home like
an
idiot.
Right. Well, that's why we're not counting on you for the information. Obviously, if we're going down under, we're talking AC/DC and Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. What's going on here?
I think it's funny to picture a young Angus Young watching the early 1960s animated cartoon series Beanie and Cecil.
Oh, God.
Remember Beanie and Cecil?
Sure. I remember Beanie and Cecil when they were puppets, and then they became a cartoon show.
Exactly. Well, the inspiration for the tune Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap came from that. There was a cartoon. The main villain, his name was Dishonest John, and he would carry around a business card in the show, which you might remember, that said Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, Holidays, Sundays, and Special Rates.
Oh, my God.
And that was the inspiration for the tune. And, you know, if that's not funny enough, if you remember the lyrical note in the tune where he says, you know, just ring 362-436, that was an actual phone number in Australia at the time, but it also described the measurements of a shapely woman if you went 36, 24, 36,
okay.
Which a year later, the Commodores used those same measurements in their song, Brick House. That's a coincidence.
Wow, that's awesome.
But what's really funny is that there was a couple in Libertyville, Illinois, and their phone number, okay, you know on the tune they say 362-436 and then an A.
Right.
Well, that sounds like an 8. And so people thought it was an 8 and began calling this couple Norman and Marilyn White in Libertyville, Illinois. They ended up suing the band for invasion of privacy because they'd become inundated with calls, you know, due to these songs. AC/DC fans would dial the number and just harass these people with, quote, lewd, suggestive, and threatening phone calls. They sued the band for $250,000, did not get it. The judge ruled against them. But that's how far this thing went. That's how crazy it was. This is back before phone numbers became a big thing in songs.
Right.
Like, you know, 867 or whatever. This was, I think, one of the first ones that actually, you know, caused people to take action and begin dialing.
By the way, that's 5309.
What did I say?
You didn't give it the rest of the numbers. 867-5309.
So the song had a lot of impact. But again, the fact that such a kind of hardcore classic rock song was inspired by this cartoon, you know, I just think is really kind of a sweet footnote to an otherwise very cool tune.
He is Chris Epting. The song is Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Sing along and, well, make a phone call if you feel like. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.